Shipping included.
Live. This is the top of the third hour. It's Mark with you.
And Toby.
And, you know, the whole show has been about Ian and him going to jail and that disgusting brown couch of his. People want to talk about it, and you know, it's the show about your calls, so I don't want to stop them. But before we go into those calls, I want to recommend that you go to Free Talk Live and check out the archives. We've got the last year's worth of archives on the website, and although I've messed up tonight's podcast, likely you won't know because I think there's backup copy after backup copy after backup copy. So hopefully I haven't screwed anything up irreparably. But we'll see. So go to archives.freetalklive.com, or you can really get them all from the front page at freetalklive.com. So let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Fine.
Don't worry. I have my bet on the court, only for a simple reason. Ian's house wasn't Ian's house. He gave it to the county.
How so? Because of his title or whatever?
Well, his deed being registered, just like the other gentleman in the code. If you have a certificate of origin, you'll have it made.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never touch you. And if done properly, you're going to drag the cop through court. And to get rid of you, name your price, 10, 20 million, because they don't want that nice cop going to jail, and they don't want all of his buddies to know what's going to happen to him.
Mm.
Okay, and... by the way, $20 is not enough for Ian. You know that. You've been there.
$20.
You need the shower shoes at least.
With you. But that was only supposed to be for the weekend, not
right.
For
well, we can get money to him for the future. But the $20 that he took with him in his pocket, I just wanted him to have money immediately because I know that it can be difficult to set up an inmate account right off the bat, and it's best if you have some cash with you so that they can take care of it from there.
It's just a county jail. They do it right then and there in that day, and they got the little goody guy that comes around once or twice a week and all that. But
sounds like
go and eat shower shoes and give him $50 and a whole bunch of paperwork and all that.
Mm.
If he gets a collect call, take it, but it'll be extremely expensive.
Yeah, because the collect calls from Ian are going to be expensive. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's like $10 or $1 a minute.
Yeah, they've got a monopoly on it. Whatever phone company is carrying the jail has a monopoly on it. They don't have any problem with extorting the bad people as far as they're concerned. And it's one of those things about people that are incarcerated that it's never talked about, and it's really sad. And it's a burden on the family because you can't talk to your loved one as much as you'd like to.
Well, that and as far as you being worried, don't worry. You'll do all fine. You're going to be stressed out, but, you'll survive it. It's just another challenge. How's that?
Yeah, by the end of the first week, everything should be fine.
Yeah, well, we at least hope so. but anyways, I was, I bring this up, and Ian, he's always fast to turn it off. And I don't know how to do it, or if anyone else out there listening, I'll be more than happy to give you my phone number again or whatever. But I'd like someone to help me put all my knowledge I mailed you guys on a CD disc, and I'm sure that would help you out immensely as far as what the other gentleman called in about your certificate of origin and all that on a car.
I looked at some of the stuff you sent in previously, and I had to say I was just befuddled. It was frustrating and difficult to look at, and I hate those legal things. But I know that there are a lot of people that are very interested in this kind of stuff. And if you want to give out an email address or a telephone number, I'm fine with that.
If properly read, and I try to explain it to you, sitting on the toilet for 1 hour ain't going to do it. I mean, it's a whole week of just reading that thing and you know, understanding it. But you can email me, and I'll call you back. It's eli7311@aol.com.
eli7311@aol.com?
Yeah, and if anyone, you know, if properly done, you'll become filthy rich. But the thing is, his house was never his, and with the couch on it, they can do whatever they want to say. But once that house is, or the land is not, you know, owned by the county, you know, whoever it was, they couldn't say nothing to him.
Yeah.
You know, the judge would have been, you know, the low man on the totem pole. Well, the judge would have went in his favor. Ian would have been, you know, basically sued for harassment. And here's one other question. I don't know whoever can listen or do whatever, but with all the corruptness going on in the police, judges, and all that, and if you never signed a contract with them, et cetera, most judges understand that. You turn right around, and what's stopping you and I from going up to and mailing the judge in this particular case a charge to come to our court, not their court, your court?
If everything was fair in the world and people were actually treated equally, that would be the case. Is you would in fact be able to do just that?
Well, I don't see a problem with it myself. You know, by the way, I was thrown off a jury because I was too much of a radical to them.
Yeah, I imagine that's true.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Don. And, you know, that AOL, one day I'll move up and get a real email address. No, I'm just giving you a try. AOL's kind of, I don't know, it's like the Internet on training wheels. It's cute with the way they have that little portal and everything.
It's old school.
Yeah, very much so. The only thing more old school or more play schoolish is web TV. Do you know what I'm talking about, Toby?
No, I have no idea.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
back in my day when the internet first came out, not everybody had computers, right? So they had this device that you could attach to your television and surf the internets through the tubes and everything right there on the TV. And it, you know, as you can imagine, it was blurry and ugly and didn't have a lot of power behind it. Anyway, you know, a little history here on the internet.
Technology is moving quickly.
That it is. So let's take Larry in Washington. Larry?
Hey, how you guys doing? Concerning Ian's case, I've known many police officers and other public officials on a personal level, and almost every single one of them has been corrupt. If they're not outright breaking the law, they're doing things like cheating on their wives, which, you know, could be a major embarrassment to them, or otherwise disrupt or destroy their lives. Have you guys given any kind of thought to trying to expose this particular judge in the media as a way to counter what's going on with Ian?
Well, I suppose that's what's happening here now. We're, you know, in the talking about it on Free Talk Live. But I think you're talking about more local media where it would hit him in the pants.
Right. Or, if somebody was actually, you know, I mean, really getting into their lives, maybe even like a private detective of some sort, or even like the Free State Project people, you know, actually, you know, volunteers maybe actually just getting right up into their lives, you know, just to try to, you know, find out if they're doing anything wrong and expose them for it. And even, I've never known any judges before, but I've known family members of judges, and they almost always were engaged in illegal activity, and the judge would, you know, pull some strings to keep his children out of jail, so to speak, you know.
Well, I think most people really do get that, that, you know, the politicians on a local level and even on, you know, state levels and judges and people like that enjoy a different sort of justice. To some extent, the police enjoy the same sort of deference to justice. I don't think any of them really could have gotten away with keeping a couch on their lawn for very long, but I don't suspect they'd get the same sort of contempt of court treatment.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, that's all I had, guys.
Thanks a lot, Larry. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Call in about anything.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. And Mark with you.
And Toby.
And, you know, for those of you who are trying to call in the amp lines, I'm sure this is my fault. I just don't know how to work the things. So give it a shot at 800-259-9231. I can handle that. So call us there for Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Yeah, you know, that's his job, right?
Hey, yeah.
Put the guy to work.
Doesn't get paid for nothing, right?
Right, absolutely. So this is the first time we've been clear of calls the whole evening. I know people are trying to call in the amp line, but, you know, what am I supposed to do, right? So we've been talking about Ian getting arrested today, or, you know, found in contempt of court and put in jail. I guess arrest might not be the right term. And 93-day sentence.
Well,
and
I think arrest would be the correct term. He was put in handcuffs. It seems like arrest. He walked in as a free man and walked away in cuffs. So I'd say he was arrested, right?
I think an arrest starts is something that happens earlier. He's
detained anyway.
He's jailed.
He's behind. He's in a cage.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the terminology is precisely, but it isn't good. Real quick, I want to tell you about the Liberty Forum. You know, the Free State Project holds this every year, and it is a fantastic event. This year, you can, Liberty Forum's in March, and there'll be all kinds of speakers there. Angela Keaton from AnnieWar.com, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. I'm sure Ian will be very interested in seeing that. Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty. You can hear them and so many more by going to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, signing up. There's a 10% discount if you use code 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And this is already the early bird rate. So if you want to get, you know, go as cheaply as possibly can, now's the time to do it. So save some money. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up today.
And I believe that's far enough away that Ian will be out and there for that, too.
I sincerely hope so. I have no idea how to set up a
remote broadcast.
Like, that's just not something that's going to happen.
But, yeah, he should be out by then, as long as everything goes well coming up on December 10th with his other court appearance that he'll have to have. And we'll see what happens with that, but hopefully things will have changed one way or the other in his eyes or the judge's eyes, and he'll get to be out in 93 days. I don't think that he's going to be out before then, though.
I can't imagine. Well, we do have calls. Dale in Keene, New Hampshire. Dale?
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Good. Doing all right. A bit stressed out earlier today after the trial.
Yeah, it was a stressful situation. What was it like for you?
It was terribly disturbing, actually.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that kind of wakes you up to just how bad things are getting. And that's what, I mean, the sense of from the moment we walked in and being surrounded by police, it reminded me of going to a federal trial, you know, and how oppressive they are. And then they, you know, they weren't quite as bad about not allowing cameras in. You know, obviously, we did get to film it, but they were cracking down almost for no reason, just sort of out of spite, you know, about making sure we only had, you know, complying with one camera for media and one for private, I think was the law, was the ruling, I mean. And they made a point to point out some new notices that they had posted up, and one of them that said that we had to stand for the judge. And I remember thinking, you know, I called in a while back when I got threatened by some guy who was apparently a bailiff, who basically said he was looking forward to cuffing me himself. He said this out in public. He saw me and just recognized me as having seen me in court and not standing before.
Yeah, there was a pudgy guy that seemed really sort of combative with the people that were in the, shaking down. And they didn't allow cameras in the sort of lobby area, as though, you know, I can't imagine what the excuse for not allowing a camera in there is.
And there was an issue with that.
Taxpayers that paid for that building, right?
Yes.
So
supposedly a public place. So
yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but you know, that's the way that was. I felt like when the judge came out and he sort of stared at everybody real quick, like he was daring people not to have stood up. That, like, he was looking not only for to throw Ian in, you know, like, I'm going to teach a few of these Free Staters some lessons, you know?
Oh, he absolutely had that intention. I know that from, like I said, that bailiff said he was looking forward to cuffing me himself when he saw me out in public. And so they were planning this for weeks, at least.
You're connecting this. You saw him out in public, and you're connecting this because you believe that Burke and he must have had some conversation, or he heard through the grapevine.
Absolutely. At the time, I was just speculating, but when I saw it actually... And I saw what they did today. It confirmed it. He was. I was like, "What are you going to cuff me for? I haven't done anything, you know." And I was challenging the guy, and then he was just trying to mumble under his breath, and I was saying it out loud so that everyone would hear what he was saying to me. And he was obviously getting his rocks off at the idea of cuffing me himself. because he said he was looking forward to it. And I said, what are you going to cuff me for? And he said, you'll see.
Interesting.
He said he'd seen me in court.
This was the
warning.
He was
looking forward to cuffing me himself.
I see. Very interesting. So any other observations from today?
Well, there was a challenge afterward when Ridley was interviewing me about it, and I was explaining to them how I wasn't prepared today to be arrested. So I left the courtroom. I didn't get to see everything that happened. I wasn't going to stay in there and comply. So I left. Like I said, I wasn't prepared to be arrested today. Next time, hopefully, I will be prepared. And I explained that to Dave and explained why. And essentially, you know, I said to Dave that what's particularly disturbing about this is that presumably the standing is to show respect for the court, right, and for the judge who's the decider in the court.
Right.
And if you don't have that respect, it's asking you to lie, and it's completely meaningless. So it's really, it's to me, it's almost a sort of brainwashing, and it's particularly disturbing to insist that you stand. It's like, in a way, trying to enslave your mind.
Yeah.
And sort of force you to have respect that you don't have.
Respect me whether you respect me or not.
Yes. Show the respect. You know, lie. Say that you have respect when in fact you don't.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's all part of this game, which is to give that whole thing legitimacy and to maintain this, you know, they have to fabricate this authority that's been conjured out of thin air, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and the standing
These are
of the
regular
judge...
people. They're no better than me, and they don't have the authority to do what they're doing, and that's my belief. And it is a challenge to my sincere philosophy it's particularly offensive.
Yeah,
that's all I can say about it.
It's this cultural thing that it seems to be sort of passed down from the time when one bowed before the emperor, or went on bended knee in front of the king, or kissed the ring of the pontiff, and the standing for the judge is that same sort of thing. Yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, to me. Up to this point, Judge Burke, he hadn't made a big deal about this standing for him thing
right.
in his courtroom, and I felt like things went fine. Some people stood, some people didn't, and it was okay. He ignored it, he did his thing, and I never felt like his court was insulted in any way.
It's because we're continuing forward and we're asking questions that he doesn't want to be asked. They're watching the forum. They know everything that Ian was going to say. They aren't prepared to answer those questions, and they don't want those questions asked and on film with no good answers.
31.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-913-5949. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-913-5949. That's 1-800-913-5949. 1-800-913-5949.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
And Toby.
And, well, the whole show has been about Ian and getting locked up for being in contempt of court, which I could have told you that he was contemptuous of the court from the very beginning. They didn't need to give him 93 days in jail. You know, I was thinking about this and talking to my wife about it, who, sort of my voice of reason. She said that he probably would have been better off if he had never gone to court, and likely he would have.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Maybe they would have drug him in later.
But
and
it
then,
would have been a lesser charge, probably. I guess he'd still be in court eventually.
Yeah, and then
way.
He might have the same problem again. I don't know. But I wanted to go on and read this live read. Sex with the Virgin Mary, she's waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, a boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on Free Talk Live podcast coming up on Saturday the 22nd of November. It's sexwiththevirginmary.com.
Sounds provocative.
It is. It's a great book. I read it, and I wouldn't be recommending a book to people that I didn't enjoy. I wouldn't have read a book I didn't enjoy. So you know, if you're interested in fiction, sexwiththevirginmary.com. So let's go to Sam's dad, Colin from Texas. Sam's dad.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just fine. Hey, I've got a couple of suggestions that I want to put out there for everybody. But first, I wanted to also point out that, you know, there is a silver lining to Ian's situation.
What's that?
That couch is going to be out there in the yard for another 93 days.
They did say that, you know, the sort of that was one of the questions of the bureaucrat is, you know, the gentleman, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but Carl, I don't know.
Carl Patton?
Yeah, that, maybe that's his name, whatever. He said, well, you know, if you put him in jail, Your Honor, how's he supposed to take the get rid of the couch?
That's right. So everybody gets to look at it for another 93 days.
Yeah, good job in, you know, enforcing the law there, fellas.
Yep. And which leads me to my second point, another point I want to make. You know, for all of the Ian's friends and fellow activists that were in the court today, I think that each one of them needs to call the New Hampshire Bar Association and express their concerns and their thoughts and feelings on their Judge Burke's administration of justice in this particular situation.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people getting together on the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. They're getting together at nhunderground.com, and they're discussing ways that they're going to handle this. I've seen some telephone numbers up there. I don't know the telephone numbers of all these things. And, you know, I don't particularly want to lead the charge on this, in that I, you know, Ian and I have never, you know, suggested that people call places and harangue bureaucrats or anything like that, and it's sort of not the way we do it. But if people want to do that on their own, I'm not going to stop them.
Well, that's true, mm-hmm. But that's certainly one option, and of course that brings you know another angle in onto the you know the cause that you know they get enough phone calls you know at the association, you know somebody's going to get off the button and dig a little deeper and look into it.
Could be.
And the other thing I thought, if somebody up there could put the phone numbers for Judge Burke's court and the mayor of Keene and his office phone number, and, you know, all of us activists that are not local to Keene, we could call in and leave messages for these people, you know, every day for a week. And, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 phone calls would probably crash your phone system, but spend some money to fix it.
There's also, I know that in the past, liberty activists have chosen to call the county jails and, you know, put pressure on them in that manner. I don't know what's going to happen, but do nothing, and I suspect nothing will happen. would be my guess on that.
Right. Okay. Well, that's it for that.
Thank you, sir. Let's take Dustin in California.
Yes,
Dustin?
Sir. Hey guys, I don't have anything to back this up, but I had heard long ago, you know, from one of my redemption movement friends that the origin of the judge's attire and his presentation and all that really goes way back to almost medieval times when these were religious men that were officiating in front of the crowd. So you still have the robe and you know, the English still wear the white hair and all that. But my understanding is the judge used to enter with the Christian Holy Bible held over his head to signify that that was the highest law. And that's what was important. And the people were asked to stand for God's law.
Hmm.
He did away with the Bible. The guy walks in, and now they trick us into standing for this man as though he's special. So, and I haven't been able to find anything to back that up yet, but it seems reasonable that people might have felt better standing for some Christian faith issue.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that makes sense, and that seems like the sort of the way things would have been changed over time, because that's how these things change, is sort of over time,
mm-hmm.
Is that first that people would be expected to honor the Bible, and then they, you know, because there's a man, of course, that would have to carry the Bible, and so you got a man with a Bible, got to honor him, and then at some point or another, he's a man that represents justice, so you're just honoring him. And now, you know, the courts are essentially just, I don't know, they're lapdogs for the police state, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't think that there are good people in the police and the courts and people that are trying and all that other stuff. I just say that the system itself it's run amok.
Yeah. Going back to the origins of the dress or the muumuu or whatever you want to call it, I read somewhere that back in the medieval times, such garments were more comfortable to wear, and laws were being passed to make sure that peasants had to wear trousers and pants because they're a little bit more comfortable, and the nobles and the upper echelons were the ones who got to wear the muumuus. So I don't know how much validity there is to that, but it's just something that I read somewhere.
I recall a scene from, I think it's HBO or Showtime or something, The Tudors, and I guess the king at the time is on trial for some reason, and it's three majestic magistrate minister types, and they're wearing the robes, and I chuckled because these guys are trying to look the same. You know, not, I guess fashion hasn't changed for them in hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's cruel and unusual punishment to be persecuted for your opinion. And I was, like others have said, my heart sank when I, no offense, but when your voice came on, I went, oh.
I understand.
That's a problem.
People knew what, people knew just upon hearing my voice what the,
yeah.
what was going on. You know, and I don't know. I mean, when I think about it's persecuted for your opinion, but what if your opinion is the court is contemptible?
Exactly. I have contempt for that court now, too.
Yeah,
and like you said, if he hadn't gone in and just stood outside with a sign saying, I have contempt for this court, I suppose he would have
right.
come out of there better.
You know, and but when you think about it, this is one of the ways that you know justice is, it fails. Because in it being necessary to you know respect this judge and all that stuff that supposedly you know is a good thing, I don't want to do that the next time. I don't know how I feel. Like I said, I'm in shock. I'm not coming up with any opinions.
Yeah, I know this has emboldened a lot of free state types and a lot of the activists in the area. Just from looking online, it's emboldened a lot of them. And are they likely to go in there and even show up anymore?
I don't know, and that's kind of my thought on this is that, look, justice has, I mean, you know, justice is supposed to be you know, open for the public, right? I mean, that's it's a public trial. But when you make some of the public uncomfortable or threaten to throw them in jail if they don't play by your little rules, I mean,
The fact that people left the room is scary.
Yeah, it's disallowing outside influence and outside you know corroboration. You know, I feel like the court's lost a certain amount of legitimacy.
I would stand, but I would turn my back to the judge.
Thank you, Dustin. 1-800-259-9231.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Mark with you.
And Toby.
And this is the final segment of tonight's most unusual Free Talk Live with Ian in the pokey and, you know, us sort of not knowing what the hell to do.
Bumbling our ways through this.
Yeah, you know, and there's going to be some things that are, you know, sort of happening. And Free Talk Live may very well need your help and your support. And you can lend that support by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You know, it's Ian and I normally do the show. Well, I'm going to have to start paying co-hosts to come in and do this show. I'm going to, you know, I have intention of Toby getting money. I have to have text in here to do this. Ian normally handles all the technical stuff. There's going to be money going out the door that way. You know, I could use your help by you signing up tonight. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. I don't know how we're going to process those amps, but, you know, maybe they're done automatically or something. I don't know.
I know he was in the works to set it up automatically. I'm not sure if he did or not.
Somebody may be able to do that. Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. So, retrospect on this, Toby?
Well, I think that I'm right now wondering where Ian's going to be put. It's been a lot of conjecture. Is Ian probably in a holding cell, maybe right now, but where they're going to be putting him.
Well, what I'm understanding from phone calls that have been made there to the county jail in Westmoreland, New Hampshire, the Cheshire County Jail, is that he hasn't been processed, which to me, with my experience in this area, means that he hasn't been booked and printed and all that other stuff, which means that he's going to sit in a holding cell all weekend long because the bureaucrats couldn't find the time on Friday afternoon to get it done. You know, they wouldn't care whether he's uncomfortable or not. So he's going to be there. You know, holding cell is the worst state.
It's a cement block. Your bed
the whole
is
thing.
The bed there is a slab of cement. There's zero privacy. Your toilet is right in front of the office desk there. Not a fun place. But, you know, he is going to be in jail. Chances are they're not going to have him in a cell all by himself. So he's going to be spreading the sedition one way or another to other people. So even though he's not on the radio, he's going to probably be spreading the message, his message anyways.
Yeah, likely. Oh, we do have a call coming. David in New York. David?
Evening.
Hey.
I just heard the news. It came in about 10 minutes ago. What exactly did he say to become in contempt?
Well, run it down again for those that might not have heard it the first time. Is essentially he he, you know, he stood when the judge came in. When they called his name, he began his normal prattle of "I don't consent" and, you know, "I'm here under duress" and all that other stuff. There's, by the way, a video where you can see that portion of it at freekeen.com. So the judge just, you know, let him have it with both barrels right away. Within 10 seconds, he was in cuffs.
Ian started out standing up. The judge wanted him to sit down. Ian,
right. Still standing from being told to stand when the judge came in.
But they wanted him to sit. He didn't
stand up,
quick
sit down.
Enough.
I mean, it's like calisthenics. Do jumping jacks.
It was a planned, orchestrated effort from the beginning.
I think so. I think they wanted to get him over a barrel so that they could then, you know, get him to kiss the ring on the way out.
So cuff just for semantics, huh?
Essentially. I mean, you know, he was, for speaking.
Well, I wish him the best, and my heart goes out to him. I'm sure a bunch of other people feel the same.
Yeah, I'd
agree.
Thanks for your thoughts.
It's interesting because people have different thoughts on this. Some people think one thing's one way is better than another, but whatever perspective you're coming from, this does show that words are powerful. And that's what he was essentially put in jail for, was for his words and for speaking words that the court just simply didn't want him to speak. So it really does show that just speaking up, how powerful it is one way or the other. The court certainly didn't want to hear it.
Right. You know, he's put in jail for 90 days. He didn't hurt anyone. You know, it was, as far as I'm concerned, it was too big of a sentence. If the judge was going to hand down contempt, and I kind of understand where he's coming from on that, I feel that this was... It's cruel and unusual because it's just too much. New Hampshire has, you know, code. It's a matter of fact, in the Constitution, I believe it's Article 18. I read it earlier, that says that you know, punishment has to be commensurate to the crime. And I don't think that happened here today. That's not my feeling of it. And you know, I'm sort of left not wanting to ever go back to that court again. But what does that prove? What does that result in? I don't feel like it results in anything good coming, you know, any of the good things that I want to have happen. And so essentially the good citizens that are supposed to keep an eye on this judicial process, we the people have been separated to some extent from, you know, further by from the judicial process. And it's sad.
Absolutely.
It
hasn't made my faith in the judicial system any stronger. And I'm not completely with the voluntarist views. I'm a minarchist. No. And I still think that I think that even conservatives, Democrats out there, I think most reasonable people would think that this sentence is completely draconian and it's way too harsh.
It's meant to send a message, but the fact is, the man's supposed to be sentenced for his crime, not for sending a message, not for your political view of sending a message to these people, and whatever it is that one might think of these people being Free State Project members. A sentence is supposed to be commensurate to the crime. He's supposed to be sentenced for the crime. Now, this isn't, in fact, a crime. It's a tradition of the court, in fact. So, you know, I've got problems with it all around, and you know, the rising for the judge, even though he was doing that, and the respect for the court, it's like the guy can't ask questions.
Right.
It's all he's doing, asking questions.
Right. And is it scaring other people off? I know that it's making a lot of people motivated. We've heard from people who say that they are enthusiastic for this, for the freedom movement, getting the ball rolling even more. I know that blogs and posts have been showing that more and more people are excited to move to Keene because of this. So what kind of a message are they sending? They're sending a message for people who don't mind going to jail that, hey, this is the place to be. This is the capital for civil disobedience, it seems. And for other people like me who don't really want to go to jail, you better play by the rules or you're going to be in trouble.
Well, I think that the sort of civil disobedience and the political activists, it's a double-pronged situation. The civil disobedience people sort of create the situation that the political people can enterprise upon. In enterprising upon it, they get people into government. You know, there are going to be people that are outraged. There are people that are outraged. I've heard nothing but people that are outraged.
Yeah, people are calling for criminal charges to be put on the bailiffs and the judge and for all these different reasons. People are very upset. Angry phone calls have been made to many different bureaucrats on this end, I believe. So, I think that this is a pretty big deal. I know that the video that's been up is getting tons of hits. It was just put put up the raw footage during this show. And lots of people are out there. The story's hitting up the front page on Dig. So
yeah.
I think the story is starting to grow legs. So if nothing else, it can educate people that the freedom movement is happening and
it's
stuff
hilarious.
Is going on.
Yeah, this is hilarious. Somebody put up one of these cafe press stores where, and I don't know who put this up or anything, but it's really funny. The judge's name is Burke, Edward Burke, I believe. And they've got Burke the Jerk t-shirts, yard signs, bumper stickers, postcards, buttons. You can get a 10-pack of buttons. It's really funny.
And if you wear one of those t-shirts into court, you can win a free, probably contempt of court charge as well. I don't think that he would go very well with someone wearing Burke the Jerk.
Oh, you're in
courtroom.
Big trouble if you wear that t-shirt in the courtroom. But the thing is he might be king of the courtroom, and I'm not going to recommend anyone they wear a Burke the Jerk t-shirt in the courtroom, but what he's not king of is my house and, you know, whether or not I put a yard sign out. I don't know whether I will, but I bet there'll be quite a few Burke the Jerk signs around town, and that's got to be tough on a man.
Yeah. He's facing a lot of – he's in the spotlight, really, yeah. This judge.
You can actually get one of those shirts by going to store.blogofbile.com. Yeah. That's store.blogofbile.com.
You know, and a lot of people are, I'm myself wondering, what were the judge's options in this? Were you say that you understand a lot of where he's coming from, but what were his other options if he wasn't going to be holding Ian in contempt? He could have given him a lesser sentence, but if he's going to let Ian argue his points, a lot of people say that that would really fundamentally flaw the existence of the court and the authority of the court of where it's coming from.
Well, the court's in trouble already because essentially they didn't let the guy ask any questions of a constitutional nature. They didn't let him ask the questions. They entered a plea for him under duress. They're in big trouble as far as this case sticking, but I don't think Ian's ever going to take it to on an appeal, so it doesn't really matter. Why wouldn't he give the guy a chance to talk in court? That doesn't make any sense. It's this guy's trial. As far as I'm concerned, he should be able to, prattle on. It's not like he had taken – it's not like we're talking about a guy who rambled on for an hour or anything like this. This was over and done with Ian essentially just not speaking, really.
Yeah, he got a couple words
at the end. At the end, it was just like muttering, and, I don't know. It's just awful. That's it for tonight. It's Free Talk Live. It'll be, Mark with you tomorrow. I'm going to try to rope Gardner into it. Hopefully I'll get these amp lights going. I'm sure it's my fault for not knowing what's going on, but appreciate you guys sticking with me. Thanks a lot. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of